Aleichem, sweetest friends, this year should be a special schus for Rabbi Mordi Morosi from Yisrael Daniel, and Shane Adina Moshira ben Peshadina for Shane Yichana bas Malka. We're going to be learning Mir Tashem, or the uniqueness of Eretz Yisrael and the mitzvahs, based on the Shal Shudis Sicha, Marin Rav Chalap, Sechet Sadik, Kodesh Leparacha. It says in Megillah Chav Tesamet Aleph, Klala Shib Mishneh Torah Moshe Mipi Atzmo Amaram. That the klalos in Mishneh Torah, klalos in Parshas Kisavo, Moshe Rabbeinu said them from himself. And look at the Nefesh HaChaim, Shar Gimel Perek Yedaleh, that Moshe was mispatel klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu completely, and only the Shechina would be speaking. And that's what it means in the Zohar, Shechina Medaberes Mitoch Korono. And what this means is, not only that the Shechina was Medaberes Mitoch Korono, until it was recognizable that it wasn't the call of Moshe, that even the Akimas Fasayim, even the movement of Moshe Rabbeinu's lips, was Mikoach HaShechina that penetrated the essence of Moshe. And he was so elevated and so purified until his mouth was Kiviyachol, the mouth of the Shechina, and they were one. And this Bechina, this perspective, was revealed at Mad Torah Moshe Yadabra of an Elohim Yanenu Bekol. The deep war of Moshe was really the Anias Kol Elohim, was really the voice of God. So too, b'inyan ha'shel Eretz Yisrael. Besides the fact that it's called Eretz Hashem, Makom ha'nevuah, Gilui ha'Torah v'kiyum, Mitzvos ha'bishleimus, the place to fulfill, fully keep the mitzvahs in the Torah. It's also necessary that Eretz Yisrael should be revealed in such a way that it's Bechinas HaShechina Kebiyochol, Bechinas Malchus Yisbarach Shemo. And when Eretz Yisrael is going to be revealed as such, Lasid Lavo, it is also going to be revealed in its godly ways, which is Bechinas Ein Sof. And even though it is limited with limitations, there is going to be a revelation of its infinity, of its being built Igvuli. And we'll always see new things in Eretz Yisrael. The levushin, the levish yom echad, the levish yom etyana, like it says in the Tikkuni Zohar, what it wears one day, it won't wear the next day. The levushin, the levish b'tzar, the levish b'ramsha. What it wears in the morning, it won't wear at night. When it wears at night, it won't wear in the morning. Chadoshim levikarim, rabbe munasecha. That every day there's going to be new things. Every morning there's going to be new things. Your faith is great. If Moshe Rabbeinu had gone into Eretz Yisrael, the Bechina of Mipi Atzmo Shel Moshe would have been united with the Bechina of Mipi Atzmo Shel Eretz Yisrael. And Eretz Yisrael would have been viewed Behischachus Matmedes, constant renewal. And we would always see it as new. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu asked, Ebro Na Beres Aretz Aretz Atova Zos Asher Bebi Yardein Haratova Zeva Halvanom. And what is that referring to? It's referring to Yerushalayim, about which it says, Ha'aretz asher alea ne'amar Hashem shama, Yecheskel memches lamed hei. And its Kedusha is mispashet b'chol ha'aretz. Like it says by Yaakov, Avinu, as Chazal say, B'reishas chof ches yud gimel, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu folded, kiviyachol, all Eretz Yisrael under the Arba Amos of Yaakov. But when the Jewish people were in Zoche that Moshe Rabbeinu should come into Eretz Yisrael, it was said to them, Ve'ata Yisrael Shmalachukim Ve'lamishpatam Asher Anochim Lamedeschem Lamantichyu Uvasim Verishtem Es Haaretz. And now, Israel, listen to all of the laws and the statutes that I teach you in order that you should live and come and inherit the land. To say that now, when I'm not coming into Eretz Yisrael, coming into Eretz Yisrael won't be a re'iyah. You're not going to see it in that special way of constant renewal, but b'b'chinas Yerusha v'yirash v'yirash demes ha'aretz, inheritance. Also to Avram, it was said, lechachom me'aretz l'cha, etc. l'aretz asher areka. In other words, he'll always see new things in Eretz Yisrael. Keep going and seeing new things. Then after some time, Avram Avinu says, b'me'eda ki yirashena. How am I to know that I'm going to inherit Eretz Yisrael? How can I be sure that we'll at least be zoche ki yirashena, that I'll be inheriting Eretz Yisrael, we'll get Eretz Yisrael b'vchinas Yerusha? And also with respect to kiyum mitzvahs, there's a difference in Eretz Yisrael and chutz laaretz. There are two b'chinas in mitzvahs. One, Mamatzim Mahasagav Giluyav Yisbarach Shemo, the efforts to achieve the revelation of Hashem, His name should be blessed. And the other, She'atzmius HaMitzvus Heinein HaGiluyim, that the mitzvah themselves, the Giluyim. One is you do these mitzvahs and then you hope to get Hasagas. And the other is that the mitzvahs themselves are the Giluyim. Az Misgala, then it's revealed that Dvar Hashem wasn't just a tzivui to be mekayim the mitzvahs, but rather the etzem Dvar Hashem is the mitzvah, and also the good that's hidden for the tzaddikim and the hidden reward. Ayin lo ra'as Elokim zulasecha, no eye has seen this besides you, God. Isaiah 64:3. Mikupal kulo be'etzem ha-mitzvah. It's all there in the mitzvah. All the schar is in the mitzvah. The Dvar Hashem is in the mitzvah. If Moshe Rabbeinu had come into Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael would have been revealed in all of its splendorous glory and holiness. And the mitzvahs would have been fulfilled while revealing their essence, that they're not just means, they're ends, their purposes, their tachlisios. And since they are tachlisios, they are also bilti sophios. They are never ending, they are infinite, they are eternal. And that's what pshat is in the parasha, that al yidei ha-mitzvahs v'ha-chukim zochin le-eretz Yisrael, v'al yidei eretz Yisrael zochin le-mitzvahs v'chukim. Listen to the mitzvahs, the pasuk says, el-ha-chukim v'al-ha-mishpatim, that I'm going to teach you. Why? In order that you should live, and you should come, and you should inherit the land. In the schus of the mitzvahs, you're going to inherit the land, and in the schus of the land, you're going to be zochah to the mitzvahs, to proper fulfillment of the mitzvahs. And that's also the union of what the Jewish people said, what it says in the Medrash about the Jewish people, chatu b'kiflayim, nachamu nachamu ami, yomar alokechem. So the nachamu is the nachama b'kiflayim, ki chet chata Yerushalayim, that's the chet b'kiflayim, a double sin. Laku b'kiflayim, the pasuk also says we got a double malchus. V'asidim l'snachim b'kiflayim, we're going to get a double nechama. The double sin that the pasuk talks about, that they wanted to be mafrid bein hadvekim, that the relationship of God shouldn't appear in Eretz Yisrael and in the mitzvahs. That's one chet. And they also wanted to be metame Eretz Yisrael and be mevatel the mitzvahs. That's another chet. V'alzeh lakol b'kiflayim, and for that we got a double punishment. Ki כי לקחה מיד השם כפליים בכל חטאותיו. For that we got a double punishment for this double sin of number one, wanting to separate between Hashem and Eretz Yisrael and the mitzvahs and Hashem. Number two, to be metame Eretz Yisrael and mevatel the mitzvahs. Therefore we got a double malchus. And osid lisnachem, we're going to be consoled in the future b'kiflayim nachamu nachamu, when the Jewish people are restored to the salvation of their joy, to be mekadesh and metar Eretz Yisrael, to be mekayim all the mitzvahs, and to be zochet to see Eretz Yisrael b'riyas netzach, to see the truth, the glory, the splendor, the holiness of Eretz Yisrael, and to recognize the uniqueness of the mitzvahs. It says, Dabra alev Yerushalayim v'kiru elea ki malat tzva ki nirtza avona. Speak unto the heart of Yerushalayim, call out to it. It's been filled, it's been to be filled with its people, its sin has been forgiven. Besides the Asiyas Ha'aveira, which is a Mili HaTaiva, there's also Lehitus Achar Ha'aveira. There's also the desire, the fire, being fiery to follow the sin, mitzad atzmius ha'aveira. People just want this aveira. Zelu mazasa alokim lehitus achar aveira. Can I get a rotzen be'atzmius ha'mitzvah to begilui kachin she'enem etzem yichudo? Being fiery after sin corresponds to the rotzen of the essence of the mitzvahs and the revelation of their holiness, which is their uniqueness. The lehitos, this desire, this yearning, this burning fire for the atzmius ha-mitzvah, is because the heart is drawn after it. Because there's no seichel in the world that could be toifes the great holiness of the uniqueness of the essence of the mitzvahs. Lav kol moicha savil da. Not every brain can understand this. Today we would say you can't wrap your brain around it. And you can only get it bereus adaliba, with the desire of the heart. So lehitus ha-aveiros mikoyach ha-lev. Uba nechama. The nechama is that all the yisurim, all the terrible pain and suffering that we had with Meshech HaGolus, caused that this passion we have for the Aveira already dissipated and left the world. Sometimes we sin in this and that, but that's not mikoch the etzem ha-aveira. We sin for a certain purpose, for kavod, for taiva. Shogeg u'mutev ha-mitzad ha-lev. The lev of the Jewish people always goes after God and after the pleasantness of His holy Torah. And therefore our pnimius is always metukan, and our sins are only external. Dabra lev Yerushalayim v'kira lekim latzvakin etzav v'nakid lakham yad b'yad Hashem keflayim v'chol chataseha. Because mitzad alev agalui lakadosh baruch hu levado yidua lefanav tarat libam shel Yisrael. As far as the heart is concerned, God knows how pure we are. And memela that we got too much punishment. And now it's time for the double nechama. Keflayim v'chol chataseha. Rashi Omer, we say in that God of Ma'avoy Dezos Lachem V'chachmo Omer Ma'adus V'chukim Ha'mishpat HaMashar Tziva Hashem L'keinu Eschem. Everybody asks, what's the difference? Why is one a Rosh and one a Chacham? They're essentially asking the same questions. What are your laws? But after looking into it deeply, it would appear that the question of the Rosh was said after they come to Eretz Yisrael. V'haya ki savo al Eretz Asher Sh'ayitain Hashem Lachem Kasher Di V'yoshmaritim Esavod Ezos V'yakim Alechem Min Emor Alechem Min Eichem Ma'avod Ezos Lachem. So to B'sheilas Hatam. It's all after we come into Eretz Yisrael, after we do the Avoda. What is this Avoda to you? But the Chacham is before Eretz Yisrael, as we see in the answer given to him. He took us out in order to give us the land that he promised. We're not there yet. That the Chacham is Masig, Erkam Shalom Mitzvahs, Rakashem Beretz Yisrael. Only when they themselves are Alokiyot, his Chuk is to be Makayim them in this very sublime way. He doesn't understand the value not of Mitzvahs outside of Eretz Yisrael. And therefore he's asking, what's the nature of these Mitzvahs in Chutz Laretz? And the answer is that Miskulas HaMitzvahs, Hugam HaKoach LaHavias Yisrael LaAretz. The school of the Mitzvahs is to bring us to Eretz Yisrael. Why to bring us to Eretz Yisrael? And then when we come to Eretz Yisrael, and we'll be zocheh to the pleasantness of the mitzvahs, kufli tachlisam, lemala min haderech sheba misham shosein kemtzoi bovad, lefnei abia laaretz, we'll be zocheh to these mitzvahs, as is their goal, their purpose, higher than the way that they serve us in Chutz Laretz. However, the Rasha was already in Eretz Yisrael, and he still doesn't get it. He still doesn't understand the value of mitzvahs. And he says, Ma'avod azos lachem. He's just a Rasha. The Chacham, we understand, he's not there yet. He doesn't understand. But the Rasha is already here and doesn't understand. There's something wrong with him. However, he's also included in the Simchas Besuras Habanim, as it says at the end of the parasha there, Vayikdu and Vayishtachu, they bow down and they thank Hashem for these children. Who are they talking about? That's the end of the parasha of the Ben HaRasha. Because so great is the value of Eretz Yisrael, its Matar, it purifies even the Rishayim, that they should return to Hashem and to His Torah. Even a Chacham who's already in Eretz Yisrael asks his fathers that were in Chutz Laretz, Ma'idus, etc., Asher Tziv Hashem Elokeinu Eschem. You that were in Chutz Laretz, and about you it says, Kol Ador B'Chutz Laretz Doma L'Mishen Lo Aloka, K'Mishen Lo Aloka, K'Subas Kuf Yud Amid Beis, Ma'i Alechem B'la Mitzvah She'en Lehem Makom El of Eretz Yisrael. And the answer is, Vafata Amor Lo Kilchus Pesach, Ein Maftir Machar Pesach Afikoman. What were you doing with those mitzvahs in Chutz Laretz? What's the point of the mitzvahs in Chutz Laretz? The Chacham asked that in Chutz Laretz, and he asked that when he gets to Eretz Yisrael also, what was the point of keeping the mitzvahs back then? And the answer is, tell him Hilchos Pesach in Maftir Nachar Pesach Afikomen. Haino be Pesach Afilum Nase Bofen Muchashi be Mitzrayim. Nimshach Alosim Avir Deretzo Pesach, even though in a very concrete way it was fulfilled in Mitzrayim. However, those who fulfilled the Pesach were enjoyed breathing the air of Eretz Yisrael, and they tasted in the Pesach Atam Atzmi, the essential taste and not a taste of means, the end, not the means. Because the Tam of Pesach has to remain in the mouth of those who eat it. Ein Maftir Nachar Pesach Afikomen, no dessert after Pesach. And that teaches us and testifies to us that even the means of the mitzvahs are revealed afterwards, that they're not just means, they're purposes. And they combine with the godly pleasantness that's in the Atzmius HaMitzvahs, that's sweeter than honey in their mouths, and remains forever and ever. Wow. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.